Hello, friends. Welcome to the Made You Smile podcast. I'm Melinda.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're here to make you smile.
It's in the name. Hope you enjoy. Hello.
What's up?
What's up? Explain to me the whole concept of leap year.
The concept of it?
Why we need that like year every once in a while? What's the deal with leap year?
I'm guessing we just had to have an extra day in there every once in a while to make sure the world gets all the way around. And like every few years, the world's just, you know, it gets tired. It just can't quite make it.
Needs a day off.
No, it couldn't quite get back around to its start, you know, or around the sun. So we had to give it a little more time. It's getting older.
Yeah.
It takes a little. So we add a day in every once in a while.
Yeah. That wasn't what I was going to talk about. But oh, as soon as I hit record, I was like, hey, wait, hang on. Why?
This is
the ADHD brain.
I'm glad I can give you like a scientific explanation for that.
Okay. So I just looked up an article. So let me explain it to you. According to...
I'm so surprised they didn't call me to find out
more about it. Let me see what they think they could tell me. okay, so basically it's year with 366 days instead of the usual 300... Blah, duh, right. We know that. February 29th is always the day added to the calendar on a leap year, and it's known as leap day. It happens every 4 years. With a few exceptions. Are you kidding me?
There are some... I didn't know there were exceptions.
The Old Farmer's Almanac explained the math behind leap years. In essence, for a year to be a leap year, it must follow two rules.
Oh, okay. Rules.
First, that it's evenly... Why do we have to make all so many things so complicated? Do other countries have a leap? I guess they have to if they follow our country.
It's not just ours. You're so funny.
It's like time change. Like, is it just us or... Okay. And who decides this? I don't know. I'm so confused. I have so many questions. It's evenly divisible by four, the year. And second, years that are divisible by 100. Century years such as 1900 or 2000 can't be leap years unless they are also divisible by 400. Oh my gosh.
So there's too many rules is what
you're
saying.
There's too many rules.
It's not necessarily every 4 years there's going to be exceptions to that.
Okay,
here's
why we have leap years.
Okay.
We need leap days to keep our calendars accurate. As you... Sorry. Just not smart. As you remember from science class, a year is how long it takes for the Earth to circle around the sun.
Right. That's what you were saying.
You're on right on track. While in the Gregorian calendar, we have rounded that to 365 days, it actually takes slightly longer than that. Okay. Roughly 365.2421 days.
So see what that means. We could have fixed it with making our hour just a little bit different.
Yes, but maybe this is easier. While that may seem like a negligible difference, over time, those hours add up. To keep our calendar in check, we need to add in an extra day here and there to make up for that lost time, hence the leap day.
When did they figure that out?
According to National Geographic, the idea was almost like I planted that question for you to ask me.
But she didn't.
The idea to add extra days to our calendar dates back centuries. Before 3100 BC, the early Egyptians, Romans, and Sumerians used lunar calendars to track time, but they also had to add extra days to make their calendars match the Earth's orbit. However, there were still problems with the system. So Caesar instituted a 445-day so-called year of confusion.
That's every year for me. Yes. Every year is a year of confusion for me.
Oh my goodness, Caesar. After that, he looked to Egypt's calendar for inspiration and made the years 365.25 days long, adding an extra day every 4 years without accounting for the century year loophole. By the time we reached the 16th century, the calendar needed to be reworked again due to Christian holidays and some inconsistencies. Pope Gregory the 10th, XIII, what is that, 13? Is that right? 13, XIII, unveiled his Gregorian calendar in 1582, which is the calendar, along with the leap year rules, we use today. And yeah, that's the whole reason behind, you know, leap year. Now I know.
If it were left up to me, we'd just be winging it.
You know what? I'm so glad it's sun not left comes up to up. Us.
sun comes down. Up. Work.
Work.
Sun goes down, sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
And it's cold, put a coat on.
Yeah.
If it's not cold, get out and work in your garden.
And every few days or so, take a day off.
I mean,
take a day off and go to the store.
I'm thankful for smart people.
What happens to people that are born on the 29th? Do they celebrate on the 28th?
We had a couple of gentlemen in our church growing up that had leap year birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember Mom saying, he's 13 years old today. And I was like, what?
How funny. He's 13 years old.
He's only had 13 birthdays.
That's funny.
What?
Well, how, like, I guess they get to choose if they're March 1st or February 28th.
I guess so. Do you want to be? I would be consistent. If I was born in February 29th, I'd keep it a February birthday.
So oh, keep
I
would it think February.
I would have February 28th. And then 29th, it would be a big celebration every 4 years.
Ooh. Didn't think about that.
I know.
Ooh, perks.
Yeah.
Leap day perks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we know. Who'da thunk it?
So happy birthday coming up.
If you have a birthday.
Is it tomorrow? What's today?
Yes. Today's the 28th. Yeah.
So happy birthday to our leap year babies. Doop ba doop ba doo doo doop boop ba doo doo doop da doo doo doop da doo doop. That's a hi-hat.
This segment brought to you by... That's a hi-hat. Nice.
Okay.
Okay. We came up with a new business venture.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Was I there?
Yes. It was your idea.
I don't remember. When did I come up with it? That's very important.
So, yeah. So, we go to breakfast or lunch, and we catch up. But one of the things lately that we've been doing is telling about our doctor's visits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's our life. We're at that age.
We're at that as we age.
I sit down at the table. I just thought, who'd you see this week? Carrie. Who'd you get? Yeah.
What's going on this week? So, I came up. So, before I could even tell you about my very successful doctor's visit this week. Yes. You are ready. You're like, go to war.
What are we going
to
call
arms.
It?
Like, what are we? Yeah. So.
We'll call it.
Okay.
The doctor buddy.
The doctor buddy.
Doctor buddy.
Yes. I love that idea. Okay. So, here's the pitch, Shark Tank people. You hire yourself out to go to the doctor with somebody.
And be the buddy.
And be the buddy. So if you can't...
ask the questions or you get intimidated by mean doctors.
Yes.
Sorry, doctor. I know there's very, very nice doctors out there. But some of y'all are intimidating.
Some of y'all are intimidating. Some of y'all don't like...
Or you feel... sometimes we're made to feel... a little stupider.
Stupider. Or like we don't know what we're talking about or that, it's all in your head. Uh-uh.
Or you get the look down their nose when you say, I Googled it.
Yes, yeah.
They're like,
hey, you know doctors are Googling things now.
I know.
Yeah. They leave, like my sister had an appointment and she said, I think this is what I have. And the doctor was like, I'll be right back. He went out and Googled it and came back and he goes, I think you're right. I think you do. So I think it's.
Which I understand. It's a pretty complex system we got going on here that God created.
Yes,
our bodies.
But that Pandora's box is open. So we're Googling stuff. There's no stopping it.
There's going to be a Dr. Buddy app.
Dr. Buddy app. It's like the care.com where you can hire a babysitter or a nanny. Hire your doctor buddy, and this doctor buddy will go with you to the doctor and sit with you in your doctor's appointment and
ask. So you know what, you could even load up, you could preload to your doctor buddy questions that you're a little too intimidated to ask.
And
of course, now it could be awkward being the doctor buddy.
Listen, but it is there's a privacy clause.
Like, so I wanted to be your doctor, but so I want to go in and like I just get all worked up if you've been picked on or felt picked on. I want to go in and but this doctor buddy, they have no skin in the game.
No.
You know, it's like
you fill out your profile. You fill out your profile of like, what do you need? What kind of doctor buddy are you looking for? Are you looking
aggressive?
Are you looking for a champion? Do you need somebody to go in there and be like
a researcher, one that has all the information already?
Or do you need like, okay, do you remember all your medications? Like, let's get that list before have you filled out the new patient?
Do you need
paperwork?
The one that's just going to hold your hand?
Yeah,
because you don't like getting the needles. You know,
yes,
in there.
Yes, and then you can add on like little services afterwards, like. You get taken out for ice cream afterwards.
I'll give you the lollipop.
I'll drive you.
I'll encourage you.
You did
now,
so
my
good.
Husband, the attorney, would say there's all kinds of
loopholes,
legal loopholes, the confidentiality stuff, the HIPAA stuff.
HIPAA.
We'll figure that out.
Absolutely.
We'll just,
and then you put that person as your. Contact as your like your what's it called, the emergency contact.
Maybe the doctor buddy also drives you there.
That's what I'm thinking too.
The
like
doctor
you
buddy
can add
so
on
it's almost
these little
the
extra
Uber doctor.
Yeah,
you know,
but I like doctor buddy. Doctor buddy sounds way more pleasant. Like you.
Well, I'm just saying, like it's an Uber doctor buddy.
Uber doc. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So that is the doc. That's the doctor buddy.
We're gonna be millionaires. We're brilliant.
This is such a good idea.
Because I am so good at being aggressive on your behalf.
Yeah. Oh, can
like,
you imagine?
I'm good.
Oh, what? Like for new moms. Oh my gosh, you need that doctor buddy.
Advocate.
Maybe you're a new mom and your mother doesn't live near you and you need you need that older grandma type to go with you.
Doctor buddies could sit in the waiting room with your kids.
With your toddlers while you take the new baby inside to go and then like
this is the possibilities.
I am so
with this
are
so just
smart. Like I how okay, but just know trademark. We are trademarking this.
Can the Dr. Buddy.
Can you say that without?
Sure, we'll say it.
Is that legally binding?
Sure.
Yeah. So you can't steal our idea. Yeah.
Don't take it.
So
you heard it here.
An app. If an app comes out, just know we said it first, but.
And if I come up as your doctor buddy, I'll ask the questions.
Yeah.
I'll remember things.
Yes.
Ooh, that's going to be a problem.
No.
I'll drive you there.
Well, that's why you fill out your profile. And so we go in and help you like, okay, here's all the things that you need to remember. But it's like.
I'll, you know what?
Huh.
I'll cover the weight scale number that comes up so
yes.
you don't have to see it.
Yes.
I'll hold your belt and your keys.
You don't need
and your
to
purse
know that.
And your jacket.
Yeah.
And I'll take the necklace off and hold that and your earrings so that weight does not. Because, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And then you don't even have to face what the...
I'll stand.
And I tell you what, I will catch that disapproving look from the doctor.
That's right.
I will shoot it down. Yeah,
don't you even...
Don't. Mm-mm. You better go in there with a smile on your face. I'll be waiting outside the door before they walk in, and I'll tell them all your like, trepidations ahead of time, the stuff that you don't want to
meet. I will stand outside the door while you're going in. I'll stand outside the bathroom door while you're doing your urine sample and say... Don't forget, this is how you do that. Don't forget. Okay. And then, the other thing I always forget, when you go to the OB-GYN and then you go in to get your urine sample and you come out of the bathroom and you forget what room they said to go in after you come
You'll remember.
I'll remember the number.
The doctor buddy will remember.
I will be standing down by the door going, in here. It's in here.
Or you know that panicked feeling you feel when they give you a few minutes to get dressed in the gown before the doctor comes in?
Yes.
I'll watch that door. I'll bolt it closed. I will not let them in until you're sure, and I'll give you time.
Yeah.
And I'll take the fuzzy socks
with
me so you have your fuzzy socks to put on.
While you have to get your pap smear. Yes.
And coming soon, though.
Oh, man.
Just wait. After this takes off.
Dr. Buddy.
The dentist buddy is coming.
Oh, dear. That's a whole another segment. Yeah. Because I could have used a dentist buddy last week.
Stay tuned, guys. Yep. It's coming.
DrBuddy.com. Like, this is our ticket out of here.
That's right.
Out of where? I don't know.
I'm not sure if this is a why haven't they fixed that yet.
We're just so full of good ideas today.
It's not the hall monitor or the web. Here, you just said.
We're on a
roll. I mean, when our brains go and fire.
There's no stopping
it. It's just rapid.
There's no stopping the money.
You told me about Mean Guy following you. Or not following you, but.
Yeah, he almost hit me.
Bad.
And I honked at him. And so.
And he was in a black truck.
He was in a black truck. And then he came up on behind me, like right on my bumper. And I was like, oh, you almost caused me to wreck. Why are you mad?
So my idea, because I had a bad.
Yeah, you did.
Experience.
We talked about it last
week ago or so. And I thought, we're going to come up with signage on the back. A button you could push.
Yeah.
On the back of your windshield or your side mirror, side window or something.
Yeah.
Because you were turning, so he would have been looking at your side window.
Yeah.
That comes up and it says something like, think about your choices. Do you want to do that? Slow down.
Yeah.
Who made you angry today?
Yeah. Who hurt you?
Grandma on board.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, basically, you're about to be mad at a 50-year-old woman. Think about your choices.
Yeah.
You know, who can I give you a hug? Yeah. How about a hug today?
I'll stop. I'll pull this car over right now. Give you a hug.
Hug instead of hateful attitudes.
Yes.
You know, something like that to make them think.
Yes.
And because you don't want a bumper sticker.
No.
Because it won't hit all of the.
Yeah.
Of course, the wrecks that are. We'll figure it out.
Sure. Yeah.
Listen, we'll figure it out.
We'll workshop that later. Yeah.
You know, because pretty soon there are going to be microchips implanted in our brains where we can just think the thought and it'll come up. But we'll make sure it's an easy fire thing. But just to send that message off to think about what you're getting ready to do today.
I hope you have a better day today.
Right. Because you could totally be messing their day up.
Yeah.
And your day.
Yeah.
Two people are getting ready to have rotten days because of a
bad choice.
Yeah. And I'm going to put it on the back of my windshield real quick so you think about it.
Yeah. There are bumper stickers. I saw one that said, the closer you drive to my bumper, the slower I go. Have you seen that? You just took a drink of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You're trying hard not to spit it out.
Yep. Yep. That's it. That's it. If you can read this, you're too close. Back off.
Yeah, but I loved that because the closer you get, the slower I go. So we're in this together.
Listen, you have not seen a stubborn person until you get a 50-year-old woman going through menopause with you riding her tail. You want to talk about digging our feet in.
Yep.
I
got all day.
I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I'm angry. Yeah. I'm, you know, bloated.
I'm late. Mostly. But I got to be somewhere. But hey, we're doing this now. Yeah.
But I'm gonna put a good message out there for you. Yeah. Who needs a hug?
Who needs a hug? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just Jesus loves you.
Yeah. Hugs not hate.
Not hate.
Yeah.
Hugs not
hate. Hugs not harsh words.
Kisses not crashes.
That's right. Well, I don't want to kiss them, but no. Anyway.
Love not. What's that L word that I don't know. Just so much we have to, like, I don't know.
That's my thoughts. Life's too short to be cranky.
Yes, it is too short to be cranky, so just like I think that should be, you should patent a little
sign. I'll get right on that. Something. I have no technology skills or scientific, you know, I've leanings or anything like that. I'll get right on it.
I saw a car that was like a food delivery person, and they had an attachment to their car, and it was like a scrolling sign. So I think the technology is...
I don't want to cause wrecks with my sign, but I'm going to work on it. We're going to get on it.
Yeah.
We're kindness, not crankiness.
There we go.
That's it.
That's the one. Another thing.
And on top of that, you just thought we were done. What you got?
I have a why haven't they fixed that
okay.
yet? I do not understand. Okay. I want to say they fixed the whole hot dog bun versus the hot dogs.
The length. Yeah.
Because I actually bought a packet of hot dogs and I went to buy the hot dog buns and there were appropriate amount of hot dog buns. Ratio, yes.
Okay.
To the hot dog bun to hot dog count was appropriate.
Okay, gotcha.
Balanced. So this might fall under that, you know, that
potential problem.
I don't understand. Like, they fixed that, but this is something else. Trash bags. Okay, so you buy your trash can, okay?
Oh, the size.
And it's the 13-gallon trash can for
those are worthless.
They are. What is with that? I was like, it's like the whole bag of chips thing with, like, you know, 3/4 of it are filled with air, and then you've got a thing of chips at the bottom, and it doesn't look. And I know, blah blah blah, air, whatever. But yeah, it's like. You put it in there and it only fills up, like, it only goes as far down as half the trash can.
Does anybody use 13-gallon?
Well, I bought some because I bought a new trash can and I bought the 13-gallon trash, and that's why I'm like, why? So it's so frustrating.
Not really at all. No. But my sister-in-law had a trash compactor that she was not going to use. Which we couldn't, it was a head scratcher because I loved having a trash compactor in my old house and we don't in this house.
Yeah.
And so they gave it to us.
Oh.
And I took out my little, it was a rolling trash bin that came out of my cabinet and we put this trash compactor in and it's been brilliant.
Oh,
it reduces the amount of bags that we throw that we use.
Oh,
so the amount of plastic that we're using to collect and the amount that's going in our receptacles.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we could save a lot of money if the city, instead of more trucks, more bins, more, if we just said, give us the money to put a trash compactor in our house.
What happened to trash compactors? Because I had one in my older house, and I don't have one in this one.
I'm not sure why they lost favor.
Are they not making trash compactors anymore?
Why has that gone out of favor?
I don't know. Where have all the trash compactors
gone? We used to have to have two receptacles outside to collect our trash from week to week. Because, you know, for a while, I had four kids in the house also.
Yeah.
But even with just three of us in the house, we were filling up the receptacles, and now we probably take one bag out a week.
Wow, because your trash compactor.
It just really takes care of business.
Oh,
so my thought is the city could save money.
Yep.
If they gave us a stipend or some kind of credit, tax credit or whatever, to put a trash compactor in. And I haven't looked at how much those cost now. I'm going to guess they're around the $300 to $400 range. I could be totally off. Right. But anyway, I think the benefit that you get in lower plastic, lower purchase of trash bags is just hugely beneficial.
I agree. But why are they
again chasing rabbits?
Like, wait, because you seriously, I went to the store yesterday to buy trash bags, and I couldn't find one that was the size that I needed, that wasn't that stretchy stuff that stuff always pokes through. I've never had success with those flex trash bags. And then unscented. I cannot stand the smell of heavy, those scented trash bags. So I don't know, because they go from 13 gallons to 30 gallons.
There is no in between.
Where's a good 18-gallon trash bag, 22-gallon trash bag? Why haven't they fixed that? Like, why is there nothing in between?
It's like the they're not communicating. The makers of the trash bag and the makers of the trash cans
be proportional to are not the communicating. Trash cans. I don't get it. Why haven't they fixed that yet?
Get on it, people.
Be the change. I think we made good progress here.
We solved the world's problems.
We absolutely 100% did. So I think...
Until next week, we'll figure out next week's
Let
problems.
Us know, like, what do you need solved? What how can we...
obviously, we're the ones to do it.
Absolutely. So, you know how you... I feel like, you know, you're a church girl. You've been brought up in the church. Probably a lot of our listeners have. If you haven't, this is the deal. Like, we hear so much Bible, so many Bible stories, so much, you know, we hear scripture over and over and over again. And I think sometimes, I know for me, I hear a lot of the same scriptures over again, that it kind of loses its meaning, and it kind of loses the weight of what, you know, is actually being said. And I think this is one of them. So I want to, like, when I read the scripture, we always love to end our podcast with a word of encouragement, you know, from scripture. But this is one, I think, that I read it and I'm like, that's easier said than done. But it's a discipline. I think this is a discipline. But it's out of Psalm 55:22, and it says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And I think that's one of those that I'm just like, I'll cast my burden on the Lord. Am I doing that, though? But it's not just I think it's a practice. Like, it's something that you have to, there's action required to do that. So are we casting our burdens on the Lord, or are we saying we're casting our burdens on the Lord? So
I think it's also that, you know, pray about everything.
Yeah.
And I always come back with, well, surely he doesn't want to know about this.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't fall under everything,
right?
Does it?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Nope. Everything.
Yeah.
Do it.
It is. And so... yeah, so he will sustain you. And then the second half of that, he will never permit the righteous to be moved. So if you are actively seeking the Lord, and you don't have to have your life together, you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to have a seminary degree. Righteous people, you know, aren't people that go to school for Bible school and study the Bible all the time. That righteous people are ones who follow God and seek after the Lord. And he knows that when you're seeking after him, he's promised right here, he's going to be there for us. He's going to help us. So if you have a burden, and even says in the New Testament, Jesus tells his followers, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You're still going to have a burden. You're still going to have a
and
yoke.
And sometimes it's your friends around you that can step up and help with that. Yep. Praying for things. I was reading, I'm going through the Bible again, mm-hmm. and reading about when Moses was holding his hands up as Joshua yep. was fighting the...
I love that story. Yeah.
That starts with an A. Who was
the
he fighting?
The Assyrians?
I don't know. Yeah. It starts with an A.
Okay.
But anyway, you said the Assyrians.
No, it starts with an A. Okay. I believe you.
Different A's. But anyway, Moses' arms were tired. He could not keep holding his hands up. If his hands were up, Joshua was winning. If they fell down, he was losing.
Yeah.
So Aaron steps up and starts holding. Yeah. And so I've called you before going,
yes.
I don't even know how to pray in this. I'm frozen a little bit. Help me with, and you've stepped
Let me pray for you. Let's
include our brothers and sisters in Christ to lift us up.
That's
so anyway,
community is so important to have community. But think about, meditate on that today. That's a scary word sometimes for us as Christians, because we think of, meditation. But no, he's asked us to, God has told us to meditate on his word. Hide his word in our heart that we might not sin against God. But think about it, just really like marinate on, what does it look like? How can I do this? And ask the Lord, pray and ask the Lord, how do I do that? How do I cast my burden on you? I don't know. And he'll lead you. He'll guide you. Get in the word. Get with someone who you trust, who is also following the Lord.
And memorize the truths.
Yes.
Sometimes when the word, just rememberize.
Yes.
Rememberize. Yeah. That should be a word.
Rememberize
the truths. And one of them that we like to leave you with. Absolutely. Is that Jesus loves you.
You can't mess that up.